Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. And this is episode 1000. That's a lot. On this episode, Bob and I discuss the most popular doses based on the number of listens that each one got, as well as how we kept it fresh for so long. And just doing some quick math, the average show is about 5 minutes long, so that's about 5,000 minutes or 83.33333 hours, which is about 3.472222222 days. Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick, we're like a long weekend of podcasting, of episodes, of conversations.
What did you think of this top 10 list of our episodes, our top 10 episodes?
Okay. Wow. You know something? I'm just realizing now that these are all things that you wrote that are all podcasts. I thought these were just topics that you wanted to talk about.
Oh, no. I went back and looked at our stats, and the top 10 podcasts were these. So just going through the list real quick.
Makeout Monday, you know, that doesn't surprise me on two levels. One, I really love that episode because it was fun and it was just our kickoff, but that's where anybody who's going to try us will logically say, oh, well, let me go to episode one.
Go back to episode one.
So Every Breath You Take. Oh, yeah.
So no, but the top one was this, when you had your South Florida road rage incident. Not you, but somebody getting so mad at you that
punched my mirror right off my car.
Yeah.
That was, well, it didn't actually come off either. I left that broken mirror on there for a while to remind me of that. And then I finally got it fixed. But yeah, that's surprising to me. I skipped right over that one.
Yep.
That's...
Yeah. Every Breath You Take. So these are the names of the episodes that
I just like to take a moment right now to acknowledge the brilliance of your nomenclature. I laugh almost every time I see new episodes up based on the things that you've chosen to call them, because they're both perfectly appropriate. Like, they just fit so well, but they're so clever. Yeah. And it's just like, I marvel at it every time I look at them. So as we go through these, you know, Makeout Monday, Every Breath You Take, Take Me to Church, you know, they do give you a hint of what we're talking about in them. And the images that you choose as well. You have been purely the absolute backbone of this whole operation.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're awesome. I appreciate you.
I couldn't have done it without you.
You could have, actually. That's the weird part.
It wouldn't
have
been good.
All of this.
It would not have been good.
So, Old MacDonald. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so then that was the episode that I talked about taking an improv class, kind of by accident, with Kevin MacDonald from the Kids in the Hall.
Awesome.
This Improv for Animals is one of my favorite episodes ever. So I don't know how we got onto the topic, like most of our topics, but we went through and discussed who would be better at improv, dogs or cats.
Yes.
I love that.
I love all of these, actually. My phone fraud too. I'm just looking through and just, I feel like I'm looking at presents on Christmas morning.
Yeah. I don't remember this one. I have to go back. I didn't get a chance to listen to it. There was an episode called Because I'm Happy. And apparently we had shared a link about how to do, like, what your happiness level is.
Oh,
the link was in the episode notes. So I got to go back and look at that.
Yeah. I'll check that out too.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember exactly.
And then I did Hip Hop Hooray. I don't remember exactly what the topic was, but or how it got to that name. But the topic was saying no, like remembering that saying no is important.
Yeah.
So I think the lessons here are really interesting.
There's so much content here. I mean, we've talked about so many things, and a lot of it's been topical, but a lot of it hasn't been. A lot of it's just been historical. It's been based on stuff that we're reading. And I like the randomness of this.
I was thinking about one of the things that I think has kept this fun and has allowed us to keep going, even though we thought we'd run out of topics by this point, for sure, after 1,000+ episodes, is that we didn't try to mine any of the content that we already produced for further content.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things, like, you have to go back and you have to listen to your podcasts and you have to bring out the lessons and maybe create something else from that, or pull out little, I did try some of this, so like little audio clips and mini audio clips and put that out there and stuff like that. And it's just like, we never really, maybe in a few months, I can go back and listen to it and maybe think about that. But yeah. I think in the moment, it's hard to do those things and still yeah. be in the moment.
I would agree with that. And I'll tell you the truth. this sounds horrible, but I find it hard to listen to us after we've recorded it because I just get bored. I know it's coming. I know, yeah. you know, but I don't know enough what's coming to effectively record an intro or an outro to it. So I have to listen to it. But, you know, it's like, I'm kind of like, all right. That's not my favorite part of it. I enjoy writing intros and outros. I enjoy listening to your intros and outros after the fact because that's always fun to me. So sometimes I'll literally go back and just hear how you introed or outroed it, and that makes me happy.
So maybe we can, because it is so much, it is very personal, it is about us, maybe we could just tell our kids that they have to listen to it, and if they don't, we won't talk to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Deal.
Yeah.
Deal.
Until you listen to all 1,007 episodes.
I'm never going to talk to my kids again.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Bob. We did it. 1,000 episodes. Once Nick and I decided to wind down this podcast to a close, I asked that we not make our final show episode 1,000. I was okay with 999 or 1,001, but 1,000 felt too tied off with a neat bow for this mostly improvised podcast. Now the end is in sight. Nick has edited our final episodes. There are only 7 more doses in your treatment regimen, my friend. Get them while you can. We'll catch you tomorrow.